Greg Scott. It's time for the Geek News with J. Stu and K. Stu.
News team, assemble!
All right, it's the start of a brand new week, and my name is J. Stu. I'm sitting here with K. Stu.
Hey.
And welcome to this week's edition of the news here on We Got the Geek. A lot of great stuff to get to. Want to get your opinion first on the new announcement for Niagara Falls Comic Con, Corey Feldman.
All right. Better have Corey Haim. Guess that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't see how that would happen exactly.
I don't know. It would be better. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, I'm not a fan either, but then I looked at his IMDb, and he has quite a fair amount of geek cred.
Oh, yeah?
Gremlins, Goonies, Lost Boys. He was a turtle.
Yeah. Still not one of my favorites.
A friend of the show, Stacy, is really excited about him being there, and she might actually make her first trip to a comic book convention because of that.
All right.
We, of course, know him from The Surreal Life, which I don't think was that big a deal. Didn't he get married on The Surreal Life? Since divorced?
He was engaged, I think. I don't know. This wasn't the storyline I was interested in.
No, but he's the latest guest, apparently replacing Ian Ziering. So,
like, I know a lot of people like him. I was just never a fan.
So. Yeah, me neither. Me neither. Stand By Me, that was another one. That was him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why couldn't they get
Kiefer?
Ugh. No.
What do you mean, yuck? You liked him on 24.
On 24, not in Stand By Me.
Okay.
Or Lost Boys.
Or Lost Boys. Oh, well. So, Corey Feldman, something to look forward to when the Niagara Falls Comic Book Convention rolls into town on June 8th and 9th. Anyhow, so the Veronica Mars Kickstarter closed. Do you want to know how it did?
Sure.
Well, their goal was $2 million, which they reached in 10 hours. In the month since, the project's budget rose to $5.7 million.
Holy.
For Veronica Mars, Kristen Bell show. I guess maybe I should catch up on that show and see what the big deal was all about.
Sure. Is it on Netflix?
I'm not sure. The co-star, though, wasn't it that Enrico Colantini guy from Just Shoot Me?
I have no idea.
Well, I guess they're going to reunite at San Diego Comic-Con this year as well because of the Kickstarter. So, yeah, I guess.
That's nice.
Yeah, so last little while we've been throwing around names for who could be in the Expendables 3. Here's a name I never even thought of, Mel Gibson.
Wow.
Stallone is not only thinking of having him in the movie, but directing the movie as well.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Is he back to normal? Is he still crazy? I like Mel Gibson. I'm not going to lie. So, that would be cool. You haven't seen the Expendables movies, but he would fit in.
No Veronica Mars on Netflix.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, so you're not sold on Mel Gibson or Expendables. We're not sure why Veronica Mars is so popular, and Corey Feldman's coming to the Niagara Falls Comic Book Convention. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the news, and unfortunately, we're starting off with a couple sad stories again this week. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, we're back, and here is this week's top news items. Actor-comedian Jonathan Winters... has passed away at the age of 87. The actor appeared on such shows as The Carol Burnett Show, The Smothers Brothers Comedy Show, the Jonathan Winters show, and a show I knew him from, Mork and Mindy. He was Mork and Mindy's adult son, Mirth. He was also in such movies as It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, The Smurfs, and the upcoming Smurfs 2. Was he Papa Smurf?
He was Papa Smurf, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I knew him best from Mork and Mindy from the final season when he was their son, Mirth.
Yeah.
Mommy, Daddy, Shoo. That one. I guess Robin Williams was like a huge fan of his, too. And I followed Dane Cook on Facebook, and he was saying really nice things about him as well.
He was funny. That's sad. That's really, really sad.
It is, actually. I think you have another sad story, unfortunately.
Screenwriter Michael France has passed away after battling diabetes-related health issues. His writing credits include Cliffhanger, GoldenEye, and comic book movies such as Hulk, The Punisher, and Fantastic Four. GoldenEye is widely considered to be one of the best James Bond films of all time.
Is that the one you... No, you didn't see that one, right? You saw the Terry Hatcher one?
No, I saw the Denise Richards one.
Okay. Yeah, GoldenEye was the first Pierce Brosnan movie, which we'll eventually get to. But wow, he wrote Fantastic Four and the Thomas Jane Punisher.
Yeah, the good one.
The good one. Unfortunately, it looks like he also wrote the Hulk Poodle movie.
Yeah, it just said Hulk.
Yeah, it was the Yang Lee
one. That was the first one, yeah.
Well, that's sad. And I saw Cliffhanger in the theaters. I guess that was his first big movie, which I remember enjoying. Sylvester Stallone.
Never saw it.
Never saw it. And I don't care what people say. I enjoyed the Fantastic Four movies. So sadly, he'll be missed.
Yes.
All right, so Warner Brothers has announced that it's moving forward with a prequel to Stanley Kubrick's The Shining and has hired The Walking Dead producer Glenn Mazzara to write the script. New movie is called The Overlook Hotel. Meanwhile, Stephen King has been working on the sequel to The Shining in book form called Dr. Sleep. It will hit stores in September. I only saw The Shining for the first time last year. And it came out in 1980, I guess.
I saw The Shining. I love it. I tried to read the book. And I'm not a reader, as we all know. And it was hard to read. Like, there's a lot of detail in it. So I didn't get through it.
Did you get scared and have to put the book in the freezer?
No.
Okay.
I did not, a la Joey from Friends.
All blank and no blank makes blank a blank blank.
Like, I've seen Carrie I don't know how many times. So I was like, okay, I'll read that book. And that book even took me forever and a day to read. But then I thought, okay, I'll read The Shining because I've watched that movie. And no, it was way too complex for me. I'm much too simple-minded for that.
Yeah, I've never actually attempted a Stephen King book. Always wanted to read The Stand. They did a miniseries on it in the 90s. Book's over 1,000 pages long, though.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Those are big books.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for a prequel, because it sounds like it's going to be focused on the hotel and probably what happened. I'm excited for a sequel.
It's about his son from the first movie.
I just need to wait for them to make it into movie form.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think I could handle an audiobook of it, just because there's so much going on. That it's not like I can just put it on and, like, go about my day. Because you really need to pay attention.
What if John Hamm did the audiobook?
I still don't think I would be... I'd listen to it for pure enjoyment of listening to John Hamm. But I don't think I'd get anything out of it except John Hamm.
Cool. Yeah, too much reading. And a related topic, are you looking forward to the Carrie reboot with Chloe Grace Moretz?
I haven't watched the trailer for it yet. I know it came out last week or the week before. I'm kind of afraid to watch it because I'm either going to absolutely hate it or I'm going to like it and then I'm going to feel like I'm cheating on the original Carrie. I saw Carrie too. It wasn't good. I don't know why I saw it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that too. That was out in the 90s, right?
Yeah, well, it was one of those... All my friends are going to the movies. Oh, we're going to go see Carrie 2. Oh, okay, I'll go see it too. one of those time machine moments. I wish I could go back in time and go, no, you guys go. I'm not going to waste an hour and a half and $6.
I've never seen the original. And William Catt was in it.
Yeah, he was. And John Travolta.
Travolta was in Carrie?
Yep.
Wow, cool. All right.
Wait, well, now I gotta think. Was he?
So that was early 70s, right? 75, 76?
I'm sure he was. No, it's been a while since I've seen it.
So I finally saw The Shining. Maybe I should finally see Carrie.
Maybe.
I've seen Christine.
I didn't.
Never saw Cujo. They're also remaking that.
Carrie and The Shining are the only Stephen King movies that I've seen.
Huh, interesting. Interesting. She's got the IMDb up, folks.
Amy Irving's in it.
Amy Irving. The first Mrs. Steven Spielberg.
William Catt and John Travolta, yes.
Cool. And Nancy Allen from RoboCop.
Betty Buckley.
Betty Buckley from Eight is Enough. Interesting. Okay.
And Michael Talbot.
From Miami Vice. Yep. He was Switek. Stanley Switek.
It's Freddie and Carrie.
Drove the big bugmobile around. Cool.
And Edie McClurg.
Gobble, gobble.
It's an all-star cast.
It really is for us.
And a freaky-as-freak movie.
You heard it here first, folks. A freaky-as-freak movie. Okay. Well, I'll have to check it out. Is it as long as The Shining? I remember staying up real late one night watching that one.
No. It's not.
Okay.
I don't remember how long it is. I'm opening it back up again. It's an hour and a half. Hour and 40 minutes.
All right, that's not bad. I think The Shining was close to 3 hours.
Yeah. The Shining.
The Shining. Here's Johnny.
Yeah, The Shining was 2 hours and 22 minutes.
Okay. I guess I just had a long day, and I was trying to get through it so we could review it the next day, and it just seemed to last forever.
So good.
But Scatman Crothers was in it, and that's the main thing. All right. What else do you have for us?
I don't know, stuff.
News.
Where is my news? Anne Hathaway is set to reteam with her Dark Knight Rises director, Christopher Nolan, on his next project, Interstellar. She'll star opposite Matthew McConaughey.
So that has K-Stew written all over it.
All right.
It's a sci-fi movie, though.
Oh, I hope there's not time travel. That confuses me.
But it's Anne Hathaway, your favorite.
It is Anne Hathaway. All right.
Anne Hathaway and Matthew McConaughey. For you. And it's Christopher Nolan. I'll always give his movies a chance, because I've liked a lot of them. Indeed. All right, I think we have time for one more before we go to the next break. Sci-Fi Network has renewed Being Human for a 13-episode fourth season. It would help if we got through season 3.
I know.
And here's what Sci-Fi's president of original content, Mark Stern, had to say. Being Human really hit its stride creatively this year. The show has become a signature series for Sci-Fi, and we are thrilled to have it return in 2014. You know what I like about this story? It's not about Sci-Fi canceling a show that we've all grown accustomed to, unfortunately.
Hooray!
I've liked what I've seen of season 3. We had 7 left.
We're halfway there.
Yeah, I've liked what I've seen of it. It's a great show. I'm usually not a vampire guy, but it's interesting.
Yep. It's cool. It's not vampires who sparkle.
No. No, it's a realistic vampire, and he does it
realistic for a fictional character.
For a fictional race of beings. But, yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm glad we watched it last year, and I'm glad I got into it. It's refreshing to read a story about sci-fi not canceling a series. I've been rewatching Stargate SG-1. Great 10-season show that they canceled, followed by the cancellation of Stargate Atlantis and Battlestar Galactica and Caprica, and long list of shows they've gone out of their way to cancel. Speaking of shows running on sci-fi and that we get in Canada, Continuum starts this week. Remember that series on the Showcase channel?
Kinda.
We were watching it, right? The lady
Time travel?
Yeah, she came back in time and she had that suit and she could communicate with that guy, that young kid.
Yeah.
And she was posing as a cop and the terrorist from the future came back with her. Master Braytek or Salman Selbass, as you know him.
And the guy from 24?
Yeah. Yeah, Roger Cross. Curtis.
And the guy from 24.
I enjoyed that. You watched the whole series with me last year.
I did.
It's only like a 10 or 12 episode.
It wasn't too confusing.
No, because most of the stuff was in the present day. They didn't really... They came back in time.
She did flashbacks.
Yeah.
But she didn't... She wasn't zipping back and forth. That was the problem. She couldn't get back in time.
Yes.
Or get forward in time. As it was.
So, yeah, season 2, I believe, starts next Sunday.
Wow.
So.
Just add that up to the DVR.
Yep. It's going to be a good summer of catching up.
We say that every summer. We never do catch up.
We put a dent in the DVR each summer. We don't empty the DVR, but we put a dent in it.
We say, oh, yeah, wait till the summer. And then we forget that we watch, like, 75 summer series.
Yeah, you get hooked in the Big Brother.
Well,
and...
yeah. Hello.
Hello, Falling Skies is out in the summer. And
but that one's only a short one, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to get caught up on The Killing since that actually got renewed.
I got Breaking Bad coming back.
Yeah, you got your Mad Men.
Mad Men. Well, my Mad Men's done, then my Breaking Bad comes on, so I have no break.
It's true.
Until these shows end.
Before we take a break, I want to get your opinion on something we saw last night. Family Guy. How clever was that opening joke?
That was pretty good.
So for those of you who didn't see it, spoiler alert first of all, but Peter Griffin went next door to meet his new neighbor, turned out to be the cast of American Dad.
It was Joe with legs.
Yep.
Or Joe, you're walking.
And then Peter wakes up because it's a nightmare, and while he's explaining it to Lois, who walks in the room but Hank Hill from King of the Hill, which was great. I love that show so much, King of the Hill.
And then Hank Hill wakes up and says, oh, I always wake up before I figure out if they can understand the baby.
Yep.
Which was amazing.
And then, to top things off, they did the Family Guy introduction theme to, it was a parody of the King of the Hill opening.
Yep. Oh,
and he's friends with Mike Judge, Mike Judge was totally on board with it.
Yeah.
I miss that show so much, King of the Hill.
I wish they would bring it back.
Kickstarter.
Let's do this.
Oh, boy.
Dear Mike Judge, I don't care what else you're doing today. Drop everything and start King of the Hill again.
Yeah. Well, his Beavis and Butthead revival didn't go over too well, so.
It was all right, but let's do King of the Hill now.
Yes. Bobby. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this word.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Hey, K2 here from We Got the Geek. Not only am I your favorite podcaster, but I'm also your Scentsy independent consultant. Scentsy offers a safe, wickless alternative to scented candles. We sell ceramic warmers that use a low-wattage light bulb to warm our specially formulated wax cubes infused with fragrance. With over 80 scents available, I'm sure you'll find a few favorites. We also offer stuffed animals that have a scent pack included, broom sprays, travel tins for your car or locker, and our new Layers line of fragrance that lets you build a new fragrance wardrobe layer by layer, from your skin to your clothes. Contact me for a catalog, to smell some yummy samples, or to book a party. We're also hiring. Ask me about joining my team. Email me at kstew.wickless@me.com or on my website, kstew.sensi.ca.
All right, we are back with this week's Geek News. And here's another story from the lovely Kstew.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 will be filming in my hometown, Rochester, New York. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is set to film scenes in downtown Rochester beginning on Tuesday, April 30th. And expected to continue through Thursday, May 9th. The scenes filmed in Rochester will be action sequences that include car chases and other special effects.
We need to go.
I read that they wanted to film all of it within New York State. So New York City probably as well. But
Rochester's
got a good downtown for that kind of filming.
They do, actually. I like it down there.
So I'm going to be excited. We're not going. But I'm going to be excited just to watch the movie and, like, point out There's that building. Hey, my sister works down the street from there because my sister works downtown.
Are you going to pull your... There's no way Spider-Man could get from that area to the other area like that.
Oh, my gosh. So we watched the movie...
After Image.
After Image, starring John Mellencamp. So there you go. And Rochester has a historic cemetery. And then, like, the neighborhood around the cemetery is, like, well-known in Rochester, at least. So he was filming in that part of the city. And then he went to downtown in, like, a 20-minute walk. And I'm like, nope, you can't make it there in 20 minutes or whatever it was. It was just so wrong. And it ruined my movie experience. Like, nobody else is going to know that.
I remember when they were shooting that movie in Rochester, because I'm actually a big John Mellencamp fan. His music, really, not his acting. But when you sent me the story, it's like, oh, let's go, we gotta go. I'm obviously, like, 100% more excited about a Spider-Man movie filming in Rochester.
Yeah, there's, like, an online application to be an extra and all this stuff, so...
Yeah, I'm used to, the area around here, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Niagara Falls, St. Catharines, has had a bunch of movies filmed here throughout the years. You said not that many has been filmed in Rochester?
Not that I know of. Not like this.
Wow.
I want to see them, like, turn the newspaper building into the Daily Bugle and stuff like
that. Oh, jeez, can you imagine? Maybe your dad could be an extra.
Well, the newspaper building that... Well, we have two newspapers in Rochester, the Democrat and Chronicle and the Times Union, and... The building has, like, an iconic top to the building. Like, you can't just take that off and put the Daily Bugle.
CGI.
I know, and that would make me sad, because then it wouldn't be Rochester. It's part of the skyline.
Maybe Spider-Man will swing past the Kodak building.
Oh! That would make me angry, because it's set off from the middle of downtown.
So, we saw the first one at the drive-in. I think we're going to need to see this one in a theater so it's a clear picture of the Rochester
cityscape. I think we're going to need to see it at the drive-in so that I can vocalize my my disapproval when they mess up things in downtown.
Oh, maybe Peter Parker will be getting garbage plate in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Garbage plate.
Electro is robbing...
Okay, so garbage plate, just a quick rundown... it was on Man vs. Food Nation. It's a plate with half macaroni salad, half home fries, and then you slap two cheeseburgers on top, no bun, and then this meat hot sauce and onions and mustard, and it's delicious, and you pretty much usually eat it when you're drunk or hungover.
It's a delicious meal that I've had a few times or so.
I know Bulmer's interested in getting one now, too, after I showed him the Man vs. Food Nation clip. So, yay, garbage plates! Yay, Spider-Man!
Yep. Maybe that'll be the tie-in, the promotional tie-in for the movie.
Get a garbage plate and get some Spider-Man goggles or something?
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome.
Get your own web shooter when you purchase two cheeseburger garbage plates.
Rose, if you're listening, get down to the set with your camera, take some photos, and scoop it for us.
Be our own Peter Parker.
Yes, yes. We have our own Jimmy Olsen, and now we could have our own Peter Parker. another story that you wrote up about on the We Got the Geek Facebook page. Some of this story you wrote up.
No, I clicked the share button.
Well, the first part of the story. Kevin Smith announced he will be paying for Clerks 3 himself out of his own pocket. Smith stated, "As for funding the flick, we nearly kickstarted the budget back in November, but now I'm feeling like that's not fair to real indie filmmakers who need the help. Unlike back when I made Clerks in 93, I've got access to money now, so I should use that money and not suck any loot out of the crowdfunding marketplace that might otherwise go to some first-timer who can really use it."
Nice.
That's kind of cool. And in other Clerks 3 news, the item that you had posted, in a podcast interview with Kevin Smith, Stan Lee mentioned that Kevin Smith hadn't invited him to be in any of his other movies since Mallrats. While Smith wasted no time in extending a new invitation, Smith said, "I'm writing Clerks 3 and you've got a part."
Nice.
He was awesome in Mallrats.
He was. It was funny because when I saw Mallrats, I was not into comic books at all. Didn't really know who Stan Lee was. Not gonna lie. I was like, I have a feeling this guy's important, but I don't know why.
Well, they even explained in the movie all the characters he created.
Yeah, it didn't really mean anything to me. Sorry.
They mentioned Spider-Man.
I know, like, that was cool.
And you know what was awesome? This is before they were doing all the Marvel movies, like, before he was doing all the cameos.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, maybe Diana has to go see Clerks 3 with us, because she's a big Stan Lee fan.
Oh, so I tried to watch the first Iron Man with her the other night, because she's probably going to go see Iron Man 3 with us. And she couldn't get into it. I made the mistake of saying Stan Lee's going to be in it. So for the next hour, until Stan Lee showed up, when's Stan Lee going to show up? Is that Stan Lee? What's Stan Lee going to do? So she was disappointed when she saw he was in it for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
That was the one where he played not Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
So Clerks 3, I can't wait. Before we hit the break, I know you have one last story.
Yep, husband and wife team Ken Marino and Erica Oyama have been hired to write the script for the film adaptation of Adam Mansbach's so-called children book for adults, Go the F to Sleep. The book was written when Mansbach was frustrated at not being able to get his daughter off to bed successfully.
I remember when you played me the audiobook of Samuel L. Jackson reading it.
Oh, amazing.
Do you think this is a good idea for a movie, though?
Yeah, it's not going to be a kid's movie, obviously, no. But I can see it being just the frustration that parents feel with any parenting challenge, like getting your kid to go to sleep, getting your kid to do their homework, getting your kid to brush their teeth, like pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Eat your vegetables and all that good stuff.
Samuel Jackson should at least have a cameo in this.
That would be awesome.
As Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's this week's news. We're going to take another break. When we come back, K-State will go over the box office with us this week and some geek birthdays as well.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, welcome back to this week's Geek News. And now here with this week's box office, here's the lovely K-Stu.
You did not tell me it was time for the box office.
I believe I mentioned it before we went to the break.
Oh, that requires listening.
Blasphemy.
I don't read. I don't listen.
Here, I'll fill time.
What do you do?
During the break, I don't know if we've mentioned this on the show, but Stan Lee's going to be at Fan Expo in Toronto this year.
Yeah.
That's pretty
with
cool.
With Richard Dean Anderson and George Takei and Norman Reedus.
Start saving your money for autographs now.
And the chick from Game of Thrones.
And I brought this up to Kimmy and Ryan, mini MacGyver reunion, because she was the little kid on one of the MacGyver reunion movies.
Yep, I'm sure they'll have their booth together. With their stills that you can have them both sign.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen weirder pictures for people to sign. Here's my picture from the MacGyver reunion movie.
All right, so in the box office, this week, number one movie was 42, the Jackie Robinson story.
I'm really surprised by that.
I am. It's also the biggest opening for a baseball movie.
Really?
Heard that this morning.
And it's Harrison Ford in a bad wig.
Which puts Moneyball at number two. Moneyball was the biggest baseball opening.
Oh, I didn't know that. Number two.
Not sure where Field of Dreams and Bull Durham and all those fall. For the Love of the Game and any other Kevin Costner movie. Scary Movie 5 at number two.
Ugh. I'm surprised it was that high.
Well, just to put it in perspective, 42 made $27.2 million. And Scary Movie 5 made $15.2 million, so about half.
Was anyone really screaming for this one, though?
Apparently.
I mean, I remember thinking the first couple were funny.
You have to see that. Like, if we're going to see it, we have to see it now. We can't wait for it to come out on video in a year, because the jokes go stale.
Yeah.
So. there's a Honey Boo Boo joke in it. Like, really?
There's
you're not selling it to me.
There's no Anna Faris in this one either.
Ugh. There's Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan.
Do you remember Chris Elliott with his tiny hand in Scary Movie 2?
Oh, that was so funny.
See, those two, the first and the second, were hilarious. I don't remember the third and the fourth, though.
His tiny hand, and wasn't he, like, serving the mashed potatoes with his hand?
Yep, he was.
Or something. Okay, so number three, The Croods. Number four, G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Wow, still holding in there, right?
It made $10.8 million this week. It's grossed, so far, $102.4 million. In the U.S.
So, not bad for holding back a movie for a year.
I guess. Evil Dead at number 5. Jurassic Park at number 6.
The 3D version.
20-year-old movie in the top 6. Olympus Has Fallen at number 7. Oz the Great and Powerful at number 8. Temptation, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor. The, Tyler Perry movie, in number 9.
I gotta ask you every week, which one's that?
It's the new James Bond movie with Denzel Washington. Skyfall, Flight, I don't know, I'm confused. Which one's which? Number 10, The Place Beyond the Pines.
Okay.
Chris Pine? What? That's Ryan Gosling, Bradley Cooper, and Eva Mendes.
Oh, so won't be seeing that.
Yeah. Number 11, The Host, and number 12, The Call.
Wow.
With Halle Berry.
That's insane. The Call.
Jackie Robinson biopic 42 hits a box office home run.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Cool. So here's this week's geek birthdays for you. Celebrating a birthday today. Well, two co-stars of the upcoming This Is the End, Seth Rogen, who you first got to know on a little show called Freaks and Geeks.
He was kind of a jerk on that show, though.
Yeah.
I prefer not to remember him in that one.
Okay, Undeclared.
There you go.
All right. Also, his co-star from the new movie, Emma Watson, you know, Hermione from Harry Potter, she got to be, like, a little cute lady.
Just say she's hot, Jay.
All right, she's hot. It's someone who we recently saw for the first time in a movie. Holly Goodhead herself, Lois Childs from Moonraker. Thomas F. Wilson, Biff Tannen, having a birthday today. And I'll just throw it in there because I saw it and chuckled when I saw him on the birthday list. Roy Clark from Hee-Haw. Tomorrow, April 16th, we have Billy West from Futurama and Ren and Stimpy. Billy West is 60.
Really?
I couldn't believe that when I saw that. And also, it's Ralphie's birthday, Peter Billingsley. And I forgot he had a cameo in Iron Man when I was watching it the other night. April 17th, we have one of my favorite actresses, Miss Jennifer Garner. Ooh la la, hubba hubba. Henry Ian Cusick, do you remember him?
No.
He was Desmond on Lost.
Oh, yeah.
And Elena Huffman, who played the Black Canary on Smallville, and she had a lead role on Stargate SGU. On April 15th, we have Doctor Who himself, David Tennant. Also Rick Moranis from the McKenzie Brothers and Ghostbusters. And Maria Bello. And Conan O'Brien. And I just saw a clip of his audition for the Late Show back in 1993.
Wow.
Oh, and also David Hewlett, who was Rodney McKay on Stargate Atlantis. On April 19th, James Franco, the star of Oz the Great and Powerful. Also, Hayden Christensen from the Star Wars films. I wonder if he's still working. I've never bothered to look. And someone who's gotten really, really, really attractive this year, Kate Hudson.
How attractive?
Really attractive. And I never thought of her as attractive until I saw her on Glee this year. April 20th, we have Mr. George Takei and another Back to the Future star, Crispin Glover. And finally, next Sunday, we have James McAvoy, who is the younger version of Charles Xavier in the X-Men movies. Also, someone you used to have a crush on, Nicole Sullivan from Mad TV.
And King of Queens.
And King of Queens. She was the dog walker.
She's cute.
Also, Tony Danza. Tony Danza, who, funny enough, is playing the father of Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the movie that he recently directed. I wonder if his name will be Tony. And Randall Graves himself, Jeff Anderson, celebrating a birthday. So that's it for this week's Geek Calendar. Let's take a quick break. Oh, that actually was the birthdays. I'm sorry. We're about to do the Geek Calendar. It's early in the morning when we're recording this.
It's a calendar of dates of birth.
Yes, thank you for the save. All right, we'll be back with the Geek Calendar, where we tell you what to watch, buy, and all that other neat stuff, and read, right after this message.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
All right, we are back with this week's Geek Calendar. So why don't you take it away, Case Do?
Tuesday, April 16th is new DVD day. Django Unchained, the D is silent.
They make a big deal out of that in the trailer.
And Iron Man Rise of the Technovore animated DVD. Don't give me hard words to read, Jason.
Co-starring the Punisher of all people.
Thomas Jane? Or the character of the Punisher?
The character of the Punisher.
I thought maybe he had a voice. Flash Gordon? The complete series? What's that?
Oh, that was supposed to be 2007.
Okay, Flash Gordon 2007, the complete series.
I watched that show. It was not that great.
And Fraggle Rock, the complete season 2.
Yes.
I wasn't a big Fraggle Rock fan. Excited to see Django Unchained, though.
Finally, yeah.
And then Wednesday, April 17th is New Comic Book Day.
So we'll just go through some of those titles for you. We had Justice League 19, and all it says here is, who is the one person dangerous enough to use kryptonite against Superman? So, mysterious.
Me.
Captain America 6, Wolverine and the X-Men 27.
Daredevil number 25, Nightwing number 19.
Oh, we're going to have Hunter back on soon. The Superior Spider-Man number 8 is out.
You guys love that book.
It's amazing. If you go back to December when they did this whole Spider-Man and Doc Ock switch brains thing, you could remember how against this I was.
You were very upset.
I'm loving this series.
You were angry.
In fact, Hunter and I have both gone on record as, I hope Peter Parker doesn't come back for a while. Iron Man 8, really interesting story. Ryan lent me the last few issues where Tony Stark's in space. Fantastic. Age of Ultron 6, that's moving along really slow now. Batwoman 19, Wonder Woman 19, so maybe Kath will get caught up on Wonder Woman.
Maybe. Red Hood and the Outlaws number 19, and Thunderbolts number 8, Catwoman number 19, Astonishing X-Men number 61, Nova number 3.
Interesting fact about Nova number 4. Remember the Chitauri from the Avengers movie, the aliens that fought them?
Yes.
They're going to be making their comic book their main Marvel comic book debut with Nova number 4 in the main Marvel universe. They were in the Ultimate Universe a few years ago. Daredevil End of Days number 7, which is the story of Daredevil's last days. It's a future tale.
Supergirl number 19, Birds of Prey number 19, Fables number 128. I don't think I'm catching up with that one anymore.
No, since you left off in the 50s.
Yep.
Justice League of America's Vibe number 3. Vibe. I can't believe how much I'm enjoying that one.
Adventure Time number 15.
Ooh, a perfect jumping on point for new readers. Actually, you know what? I'm amazed at how great that story has been. I read that with the kid once in a while. I've had discussions with her of how they should take the scripts from the comics and make them into episodes. They're that good.
Savage Wolverine number 4. Doctor Who number 8. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe number 1.
Another He-Man series. I know Ballmer was going on about the last one. Him and Hunter were enjoying that one. Doctor Who, Prisoners of Time number 4. It's the Doctor Who with the scarf, Tom Baker.
He was my favorite Doctor. He was the Doctor I watched when I was a kid.
Didn't you have the scarf, too?
My mom made me a huge scarf. I don't think I really understood what was going on.
You just liked the scarf.
Well, no, my mom used to watch a bunch of British shows, so Doctor Who was one of them. I think she knew what was going on, and I just sat there going, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Fanboys versus Zombies, number 13. That just sounds funny.
It also says the perfect jumping on point for new readers.
It's a brand new arc. In space, no one can hear you recite the entire Night's Watch oath.
Okay.
Ghostbusters, number 3. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, number 6.
I just want you to say this one.
Miniature Jesus, number 1.
Star Trek 20, Bionic Man 19, Betty and Veronica Digest 233. Let's see. Is there any more we should mention? Well, let's go to the last page of the comic book solicitations.
G.I. Joe Real American Hero number 189.
Ooh.
How are there 189 G.I. Joe books?
I don't know.
Grim Fairy Tales Unleashed number 1. It's not the Grimm show, but...
No, but that's coming shortly.
It's a fairy tale one.
So. Simpsons Comics 201. Oh, I like the title of this one.
Star Wars Darth Vader and the Ninth Assassin number 1.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Villain Microseries number 1, Krang. That's a mouthful.
Krang?
Krang. I love the title of this one.
Todd the Ugliest Kid on Earth, number 4.
And those are just some of the titles you should be checking out on Wednesday, a new comic book release day.
Poor Todd.
Poor Todd, he's the ugliest one of all time. All time.
All right. So, Thursday, there's a new episode of Community on. Drop everything and watch it. I actually had a discussion at the day job with one of the guys on my team. He's like, oh, I've heard it's a good show. And I'm like, you need to start watching it so it doesn't get canceled.
Yeah, if you have a night job, stay home and watch this.
Or set your PVR.
I love it. Last week was the puppet episode.
Don't tell people to stay home.
All right.
I need people at
work.
Colin's
sick.
Shut up. I need people at work.
If you're at Kath's work, do not call in sick. People at my work, go ahead.
On Friday, April 19th, there's a new episode of Grimm. And in theaters, Oblivion, starring Tom Cruise. And then April 21st, Continuum Season 2, we mentioned, is coming back.
Yep.
Also on April 21st is the Crafty Mom's Craft Show, the old and new sale, where we're going to have... New and old sale, sorry. We'll have... new vendors and like a garage sale type setup as well. So people are going to have tables with their garage sale stuff. So you might find some good finds.
I'm selling some VHS tapes.
Come on out for Jay's VHS tapes. It's at the Ukrainian Black Sea Hall on Welland Avenue in St. Catharines from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Cool. All right. That's this week's Geek Calendar. I want to say thank you to everyone who... listened this week to all our segments. In particular, we put up a segment yesterday that got 155 hits. So, thank you for that. We can't do this without you guys. So, that's it for this week's news. Stick around this week for our movie and comic book segments. And I believe we're debuting Ryan's new segment this week. We got the horror?
Horror. It might need a new title.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
If you have a better title for our horror show, let us know.
Yep. Check us out on Facebook. Please click like on our page. Check out the Twitter feed. Thank you to Adrian Curry for retweeting one of our stories. And thanks a lot, guys. And we'll see you next week here on We Got the Geek.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.